Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello, everyone.
To celebrate Dad and Father's Day, we have some bad dad jokes for you tonight.
I hope you dads love them.
Yeah.
Because us women, we're not really digging them.
Can't get enough bad dad jokes.
I can get enough.
Yeah, well. but we're going to be tasting Vignole tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we had a late harvested Vignole, if you remember that. Yeah, that was the, it's a late harvested, so they let it freeze on the vine, then they harvest it, and then it's one of the sweet dessert wines.
I do remember the sweet dessert wine.
Yeah, and Vignole is really good for that also. So it's kind of a...
versatile.
I think it's going to be a good tasting tonight. I'm not really sure which one's which.
Uh-oh, you're stumped?
Yeah, so we have a couple wines. We'll talk about those here in a bit. But before we do, we want to thank you for listening. If you're like us and want to learn about wine, keep listening. We learn something every week.
We do.
We want to learn more about wine so we can make better buying decisions and ultimately drink better wine.
Right. Affordable.
Yeah, and not spend a fortune on it.
There you go.
So if that sounds like you, you're at the right place. And be sure to tell a friend or two about the show. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show.
Also, don't forget to pour your glass. Join us. We hope you've looked up the show notes. You know what we...
Unless they're driving.
Yeah, don't do that if you're driving.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
But pour yourself a glass. Join us.
Yeah.
See what you think.
I would.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like to re-listen to the show. And
every time we interrupt each other, you can have a drink and it can be a drinking game.
That would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the other day, me and Denise were out on the patio, and I heard her say, "I love you so much, I don't know if I could live without you." And I said, "Denise, is that you or the wine talking?"
Oh, come on. It's me talking to the wine. Oh. Okay, everybody, take a drink. I just interrupted and spoiled the wine.
So for Mother's Day, we talked about how women, there's more women that are sensitive tasters than men.
Right. We're a little bit better in this area. Mm-hmm.
So they have more taste buds. They have more sensitive tastes. And because of that, a lot of women don't like wines that have a lot of tannins because it's...
bitter.
Yes.
I know. And I do not like the tannins.
Men, obviously, we're talking a little bit about men tonight because...
Oh, it's Father's Day.
Yeah, because of Father's Day. And so basically, it's just in reverse. Us guys, we have no taste.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did I say that right?
All your hormones go to muscles, right?
No, you're supposed to... we have no taste, right?
Well, that's obvious.
That was kind of a pun, right? If I got to explain it, it's not funny, right?
Well, it's me. I just don't always get it.
So anyway, so men are kind of in the reverse. We're less sensitive tasters, and therefore, a lot of times we like wines with a little more tannins. And so a lot of times we like, bigger, bolder red wines.
Mm-hmm. And these white wines will not have the tannins.
Yeah. And so we're not tasting a wine specifically for Father's Day, other than these are good summer sippers.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to get back to a hybrid, and it is summer, and it's really summer today. It is hot out there.
It is very hot. Yeah. And I tell you, these wines are good tonight, I think.
So. Yeah, I think this is going to be interesting. So Vignole, it's kind of obviously a cooler climate grape, grows in some northern climates. Missouri is a big one for Vignole.
And Canada also, too?
What's that?
Canada too.
Canada has a lot of them because they do the ice wines.
Correct.
And then New York is big with them, up by the Finger Lakes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so they produce a lot of Vignol in Canada because of the ice wines. Michigan, I believe, has a lot because of the ice wines. And then in the Midwest, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois,
we can grow that grape.
Pretty big into Vignol, especially Missouri.
Okay.
Vignol makes a white wine. It produces a juice that's high in sugars and acids.
It's going to make it bright and crisp.
And because of that, yeah, it really produces a basically a dry or an off-dry wine. And also the, like we said, the late harvested sweet dessert wines. So kind of versatile. It's somewhat aromatic. So it usually has some maybe florals in there. It also has flavors of pineapple and sweet citrus.
Yeah, everything and, that just goes with summer.
Yeah, so it makes a really nice white wine. So, Denise, I've trained my dog to bring me a wine.
You have?
Yeah, it's a Bordeaux Collie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I'm going on tour.
In Johnny Carson, no.
Okay, Denise, what
That's
wine...
That's too old, we can't say Johnny Carson.
What wine do you serve at a horse track? As Chardonnay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, these are good. So, okay, you ready for a tasty?
I'm ready to taste. I need a drink right now.
So, tonight we're going to taste these two wines, and again, we're tasting these blind. We've got them labeled one and two, so we don't know which they are, but we have two wines. We have a 2020, they're both 2022. One is from Iowa. It's a Madison County Winery Vignol. It is actually a blend of 67% Vignol and 33% Le Crescent.
What would that Le Crescent bring to the
and
drink?
Le Crescent is, it's a sweeter wine.
Okay.
It usually is made into a semi-dry or sweet wine.
Okay.
So it should be a little sweeter. It is known for being aromatic, so lots of floral and that kind of thing. So floral, sweetness, and other than that, kind of the same. It has 12.2% alcohol.
Okay.
The second wine that we're tasting is a 2022 Stonehill, which is...
Missouri.
If you listen to the show, you know that's our favorite Missouri winery.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Herman, Missouri, and we have the 2022 Reserve Vignol. It was purchased at the winery for $20. They just say the reserve wine, they select their best Vignol grapes for the reserve. It's then aged Surly. Do we know what Surly is? We've talked about it before.
Let's give a refresh.
Yeah. So Surly means that once the fermentation takes place, there's all the dead yeasts and different things that settle in the wine. They allow it to stay in there. And every so often, they'll stir that up. And it usually gives it kind of a yeasty, bready flavor. It gives it a little more
punch,
depth, a little more mouthfeel.
Well, if anybody has their glasses opened or have these wines, I think that's a dead giveaway on which is which.
Okay. So the Surly aged, it gives it a rich, full body. It has aromas of pineapple, stone fruit, honeycomb, baking spice, and candied orange.
Mm.
It pairs with salad, seafood, poultry, pasta with cream sauce.
Pasta with cream sauce? I wouldn't have thought of that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Hmm. I think that's because of its, little heavier body. It can go with that. And it actually has 14.5% alcohol.
Ooh, that should be another clue.
Yeah.
So okay. We better not get this wrong.
I don't know. I'm a little confused here, but that doesn't take much.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go to our tasting. We're going to rate these 1 to 5. Mm-hmm. 1 being horrible, we won't drink the glass. 2 being we don't really like it, we'll finish the glass. 3's?
Good, we're going to look for that on the shelf.
Okay.
But it's not our favorite.
Yeah. A 4?
4 is really pretty darn good. Yeah. We're going to look for that on the shelf. We're going to recommend that.
Mm-hmm. And a 5 is you won't share.
My secret stash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You'll have to go buy your own. I'm not going to give mine away.
Oh, man. Okay.
Even if it's Father's Day, I'm not sharing.
Okay, so what do you think with this first one? What do you see on it?
Okay, this is a dark golden color. Much darker than our number 2 glass of wine.
Yes. And
so very gold. I would say this one has, when you swirl it, I can see maybe a little bit of the legs.
Mm-hmm. Pretty heavy body
for a white wine. Mm-hmm. And the aroma is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Smells very sweet to me.
I'd say honey.
Honey, for sure.
Yeah, fruit.
Pineapple.
More fruit than floral on this one.
Yes. Yeah.
But the heavier fruits, the more.
Pineapple, yeah. I would say.
Very good aroma.
Let's give it a taste. Peach or?
Could. I definitely taste a little bit of the sugar. Definitely pineapple. It has a nice, it's refreshing still.
Mm-hmm.
It has a nice finish. Almost a little sweet finish. A little orangey taste finish, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
I could see some orange in there, yeah.
Yeah, orange peelish kind of finish to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the smell is very, to me, very honey.
Okay, when you say a sweetness, I don't really get much sugar on it, do you?
No, but it still has
it. It's got a sweetness to it because of, it tastes like pineapple or, like you said, a orangey, a sweet orange, but it...
That's what it ends with, is that
But it, I don't think it has...
With a little bit of...
I think both of these are considered dry
wines. Yeah, I'm sure they're dry, but it gives the illusion of a little sweetness.
Yep. Okay. So definitely tropical fruits to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And pretty heavy body.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to rate that? Do you want to go to the second one?
I would definitely... I like this a lot. Mm-hmm.
I would
give it a 4.
Okay.
Because it has everything going for it. Good finish. Complexities there. Refreshing still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good acid on there.
Yeah. Well, balanced maybe is what you call it.
Great and I nose. Think that would be a great food wine.
I don't think you can go wrong. I don't think you'd offend anybody with that.
Yeah. I could go with that.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to our
We'll both go 4 on that. Second one.
Okay, you're going to 4-2. Okay, good.
What do you think on this?
This is much paler.
Mm-hmm.
Pale yellow with a tinge of a little bit of green. Oh my, much, much more lemon, citrus smell, a little florally.
Man, there's a smell on here.
I think that's the floral and the lemon and the...
Okay, it could be floral. Yeah, it smells like lemon.
Very much
lemon pledge almost.
Yes, very lemony. I
agree.
Maybe
a waxiness or something in there or something.
It's very citrus. Yes, it now that you mentioned lemon pledge, that is a good analogy.
That's what it's like. What is that smell?
A little more floral with it than lemon pledge. Don't scare people away.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a lot.
It's not bad. It's not a bad smell.
No. And it's very good. It's just different than number 1.
It's just a totally different smell.
Totally different.
Yeah. Wow. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes. And then when you taste this one, what do you think? It's crisper. It's lighter.
It's
much more, for me, much more of a tropical fruit comes on the finish. It still has a long finish, but it's way lighter than number 1. It's a light, crispy.
It does have a long finish, really.
It does have a long finish. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is a little brighter. I'm still getting some pucker on it.
Mm-hmm. I see this. I think this would go excellent with seafood. I'm not even a seafood person, mm-hmm. but I imagine this would go excellent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, seafood. I think this is a little, I think maybe the first one's a little more food oriented, and this one's a little more patio sipper
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree or no?
Yeah, I think it's very refreshing.
Yeah.
I would even like this served just a little bit cooler.
Cooler, yeah.
A little more chilled on number two.
I totally agree.
And number one, you can have a little bit hotter. Or not hotter, but
warmer.
Yeah. Warmer.
Yep.
You don't want your wine's hot, but it would be good.
The body's heavier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah. This one should be a little cooler.
Yes, number two should be a little cooler.
This one is very light. Very refreshing.
Bright, very refreshing. Great finish. Great smell. Totally different smell.
Yeah. A little, to me, a little underwhelming in flavor. Just, I think from the aroma, I'm expecting more flavor. And then I taste it and it's a summer wine. This would be very good out on the patio.
I'm not a big white wine fan, but I like both of these. And I'm giving both of these a four. There must be something about the vignoble.
Yeah.
Something about it.
Yeah.
So I give both of these a four. They're very different, but I would serve these to my friends and I would recommend them and I would look for these.
Okay. And I think.
Great prices.
I'm going to go to a three on that. Okay. That one there.
The pledge, because you get too much of that lemon pledge.
Well, I don't see the flavors. That first one to me has a lot going on.
Yeah, I like that number two is a little less on the alcohol for summer. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do get, I didn't mention that. I got spiciness from that second one.
Too. Okay, I did.
I got some spiciness in there.
Get too much of the spice.
I really think clove is a big one. I don't know why. And I don't think either one of them has any, not that I know of.
Well, at Christmas time, you know, when you make a mulled spice, it's always oranges and cloves. So, maybe so that's where you're connecting the two.
Goes good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's find out what we're drinking here.
Yeah.
What are you saying on these? Which one's which?
Number two, which is the heavier one, I believe, is the Stonehill Reserve.
And that's number one.
That's number one. Okay, number one I'm getting mixed. Oh, yeah. Number one, I believe, is the Stonehill Reserve. Yes, number one, Stonehill. Yeah. Number two, Madison County.
That's what I'm thinking. But I wouldn't be surprised either way. But number one is Stonehill. Yeah.
Yes. And that is the deeper color, the more alcohol, and the more like stone fruit, pineapple, and orange. And number two is the Madison County, where we're getting that lemon, citrus, tropical fruit, lighter body.
Both very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you haven't tried the Vignoble wines, I would
give them a try.
Give them a whirl.
Yeah. Very
especially good. Especially this summer. See what your friends think at your next patio party.
Okay. Awesome.
So do you have another dad joke to end with here? Come on, make it a good dad joke.
I drank so much wine last night. Do you say, how much wine did you drink?
Wine did you drink?
That when I walked across the dance floor to get another glass, I won the dance competition.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
So why did the wine connoisseur insist on drinking from an old tire?
Oh, I would not know why.
He heard it was a good year.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Good year, guys out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with that.
Happy Father's Day, everyone. If you could put up with that.
Yeah. So next week, we've got a tasting of three Italian wines.
Ooh, I like Italian wines.
These are red wines, but we're doing different regions, different varieties from Italy.
Okay, get to pick out our best, our favorite?
Yeah.
All right.
And we're going to look for what are the differences, how do they compare? And I don't know about you, but if you look at Italian wines, to me, they're very confusing.
Oh, so you're going to unconfuse us?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm trying. I'm trying to figure things out. I mean, from this region, this grape is called this, and from this region, it's called something different. Same. It might be the same grape. You know.
Yeah.
So there's lots of that.
Okay.
Okay, so Chardonnay, or should I go?
Time to go.
Okay.
Let's head out.
Okay, so that music means it's time to go. So until next time, happy wine trails to you. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Hey, everyone.